Hey guys, welcome to another episode of my podcast. I still remain your favorite host, Opeyemi, aka Science Entertainment. Before now, I used to think I don't need a mentor, I can do this myself, I can do that myself. But over time, I realized I really do need a mentor. I realized if you really want to go far with what you do, or you really want to be good at what you do, you need a mentor. So today's episode, I'm going to be talking about who needs a mentor. The short answer is everyone does, and that includes you and me. Mentoring is especially helpful if you are in transition, if you're managing change, or you're preparing for the next step. I want you to know that mentoring can be the lifeline if you are making a tough decision, or you are dealing with complex problems, or you are not getting the results you need. It can also help you if you're stuck in a rut and you need a fresh perspective. Mentoring can be your lifeline. So today I want to cite an example of a lady that decided to choose a mentor for herself, and I want you to see the outcome of her decision. I'll be talking about Suzanne. Suzanne was a new manager and she was not entirely prepared for the challenges of that position. So within the first 6 months, turnover went up and productivity went down. She was managing friends and former co-workers, some of whom believed they should have received the promotion. So on more than one occasion, team members went over her head to discuss issues with her boss. Suzanne needs a mentor. And she knew she needed a mentor, so she searched for a mentor who could help her recover her confidence and also could help her build credibility with her team and develop leadership skills. So these strategies not only stabilized her in her current role, they also positioned her well for higher levels of leadership in the future. This scene reminds us that mentoring is real-time and customized. It's not about doing launch. It is development in action where goals and obstacles are transformed into mentoring moments and case studies. Outcomes and results in mentoring are important, but the process is where the real value is. It is what we learn alongside and also the way that puts real topsin on the ball. So I want you to know, if you don't have a mentor, make this year a year to find one. Mentoring is by far one of the most powerful things you can do for your career and your sanity. We are designed for success, but we are not designed to go it alone. Our lives should come with one of these disclaimers. I tell people, do not attempt any of this alone. So thank you for listening to me today on my episode. So next episode, I'm going to be talking about how to choose a mentor, also how to test drive your mentor choices. Don't forget, you're hanging out with Opeyemi, aka Science Entertainment. See you in my next episode. Bye.